Ottoline and the Yellow Cat by Chris Riddell. Read by Ronnie Ancona. Chapter 1. Ottoline lived on the 24th floor of the Pepper Pot building. It was called the P.W. Huffledink Tower, but it looked just like a pepper pot, so everyone called it the Pepper Pot building. She lived in apartment 243 with Mr. Munro, who was small and hairy and didn't like the rain or having his hair brushed. He was from a bog in Norway. Ottoline, on the other hand, loved all kinds of weather, particularly rain, because she liked splashing in puddles. She also liked brushing Mr. Munro's hair. She found it very relaxing, and it helped her to think, especially if there was a tricky problem to solve or a clever plan to work out. Ottoline liked solving tricky problems and working out clever plans even more than she liked splashing in puddles. She kept her eyes and ears open in case she came across anything unusual or interesting. So did Mr. Munro. Ottoline had a notebook where she jotted down things she saw and worked out clever plans. Last Tuesday, Mr. Munro came across a mouse called Robert in the kitchen. Ottoline's parents travelled the world collecting interesting things. Apartment 243 was full of the things that they collected. Her parents had promised that one day, when she was older, Ottoline could join them on their travels, but until then she was to stay at home and look after their collections. Ottoline didn't mind too much, because she had Mr. Munro for company. These collections included emperor's hats, meteorites, seashells, extremely small paintings, snuff bottles, hot water bottles, blue bottles, butterfly collector's nets, portable fish bowls, parrot clocks, masks, leaking cups, and mysterious objects of various kinds. One day, while out for an afternoon stroll, Mr. Munro noticed a poster stuck to a lamppost outside Gruberman's Korean Theatre. He carefully peeled it off and folded it up. Then he put it under his arm, as, being small and hairy, Mr. Munro didn't have any pockets. He took it home with him. Later that afternoon, Ottoline was dusting the four-spouted teapot collection when she felt a tap on her shoulder. It was Mr. Munro. He showed her the poster from the lamppost outside Gruberman's Korean Theatre. The poster from the lamppost said,
"Lost! A Penangese lapdog answers to the name Rupert Pom-Pom Fluffytail. Much missed by his loving owner. Large reward. Contact Mrs. Loretta Lloyd, apartment 11112, the Clown's Hat Building, 3rd Street, BC.
"How interesting," Ottoline said. "You don't have any more of these by any chance?"
Mr. Munro went to his room. It was very untidy. In the bog in Norway, Mr. Munro hadn't had to keep his room tidy because he didn't have one. All he had was a small hole in the ground with a puddle at the bottom of it. When he came back, Ottoline was reorganising her odd shoe collection. Ottoline had two collections that were all her own. One was her odd shoe collection, of which she was very proud. Whenever Ottoline bought a pair of shoes, she would wear one and put the other in her collection. Mr. Munro showed Ottoline